KLW. This is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is poet Kevin Dublin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey. How are you doing, Janae?
Good. Kevin is one of the artists who will be performing at our live event, Sights and Sounds After Dark, The Love Factor, which will feature live music and poetry all about love. Join us at our KLW Downtown San Francisco venue at 220 Montgomery Street tonight at KLW in downtown San Francisco. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7 p.m. And right now we're going to hear Kevin's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is the poetry collection Word Time by Devorah Major. This is the latest book by the former San Francisco Poet Laureate. The book was inspired by a question posed by Indigenous artist Dwayne Big Eagle, which is, how old is your language? This had Devorah thinking about language and what she could claim as hers. In the book, she also explores themes of colonization, survival, healing, and the birth of humanity in Africa. Kevin, Devorah Major is definitely a gem in the San Francisco arts community. Tell us more about why you chose this book.
Devorah Major is one of my favorite poets just in general. And so I feel like a lot of times when I'm reading collections, I devour them. And with her work, sometimes I devour and I just go right back. But I like to, you know, with this new one, it's been anticipated. And so I've been going through a really slowly, and I haven't technically reached the end of it yet, and already, you know, all those themes mentioned, think in particular poems that heard performed before and seeing them on a page and hearing a voice in, you know, in my head is beautiful.
That's the poetry collection Word Time by Devorah Major. Your next pick is the Bay Area Writing Project. This organization operates through UC Berkeley School of Education, and they offer writing workshops for teachers and students, both in person and virtually. You can check out their website for their youth summer writing programs for kids in the 3rd to 12th grades. Kevin, tell us more about some of these classes, workshops, and how they help teachers and kids.
Yeah, the Bay Area Writing Project was one of those things where it consists of supporting, you know, educators and students. It helps educators tap into and be able to have space to create curriculum around writing or engage in curriculum around writing. And a lot of it is, you know, is really community focused. It's definitely a sung and undersung resource for those writing interested in writing.
Nice. That's the Bay Area Writing Project at UC Berkeley School of Education. And Kevin, we can't let you go before chatting about Sights and Sounds After Dark, The Love Factor. And the reason why it's called Sights and Sounds After Dark is because sometimes our guests want to share stories that may not be appropriate for the radio, and I want to keep my job. So at this event, artists can be more explicit if they wish. Now, this show is for grown folks ages 18 and up, and we'll have music from Cadence Miles, and our featured poets are Norma Smith, Cassandra Dallet, and you, Kevin, with that beautiful silky voice of yours. So what can people expect from you, and what are you looking forward to at Sights and Sounds After Dark?
Love. I mean, my first chapbook of poetry is How to Fall in Love in San Diego. So I'm all about love, like, and love and anti-love and how love can intersect with, you know, all kinds of things. And when love can go, you know, after dark, then...
That's why I'm trying to keep my job. You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
Then we can sometimes testify.
That's right. All right, amen to that. That's our live event, Sights and Sounds After Dark, The Love Factor, tonight at KALW in downtown San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
with poet Kevin Dublin. See him perform at Sisa Sounds After Dark, The Love Factor, tonight, February 12th at KALW in downtown San Francisco. And that'll be at 220 Montgomery Street, just a short walk from BART. Show starts at 7 p.m. Go to klw.org/events for more info. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sisa Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sisa Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sisa Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.